Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house of the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. When she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in bands of cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over them flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and laying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what they had been told about them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. The Gospel of the Lord.
In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Carols, prayers, music, candlelit silent night. We all have that one thing that we think captures what Christmas is. So I invite you all at this moment to sit back for a moment and to take a deep breath. It's California, you know how we're into our meditation. And know that you're here in community. And as of this moment at, okay, I have 9:50, what has been done has been done. And what has been left undone out of all of your lists at this point is left undone. And I want you to pause for a moment and think back over, we'll say the past 4 weeks. In fact, think back through the 4 Sundays of Advent, where we light one more candle each week to mark our progress towards this very night. I want you to think of all that you have accomplished between then and now. The shopping, the wrapping, the parties, the caroling, the cleaning, the calendaring. I want you to think about it for a moment. And then with one word in your head, finish this sentence. Christmas is... Now I want you to take another breath. Still remember, what has been done has been done, and what has been left undone for the moment has been left undone. And think again over those past 4 weeks through the 4 Sundays of Advent, marking our journey towards this night. I want you to think of the news that you have seen, whether you read it online or you watch the evening news or you are a newspaper reader, or you read the weekly magazines. I want you to think about the news that we have heard in our country and the world. And I ask you, what has frustrated you or invigorated you or or depressed you or challenged you. And again, with one word, keep it in your head. Finish the sentence, Christmas is. And one more time, take that breath. I want you to imagine our Advent wreath with one candle lit, and then two, and finally the pink ones start shining, and the fourth. And as you think of those candles, think of the lessons that you have heard through those 4 weeks. We've been reminded to keep awake, to prepare the way of the Lord. We've heard of John the Baptizer who testifies to the coming Christ child. And we heard of Mary who says yes when an angel shows up at her door. Think of the carols we have sung in church, of the coming of Emmanuel, of looking east for something new breaking into our lives. Think through your prayers these past 4 Sundays. And in one word, think about Christmas is. I became fascinated with this sentence as I began my sermon preparations, and it's a sentence that wouldn't leave me alone. And as I've gone through the past 10 days or so, I've answered this question probably 20 times every day because it pops up. Christmas is what? Christmas is the bulletins, and Christmas is frustrating. Christmas is amazing, and this is my favorite carol, and this is Christmas. No, that's Christmas. And sometimes my answers were the same, and sometimes they were different. But what it brought to light for me over that period of time is how Christmas transforms. It transforms for us as we get older, as our lives shift and change. I don't know about you, but in my world, it was pretty much the same as a child. It was the same routine, and I loved the joy of it every year. And I like to stealth into the back of the church when I was old enough to go to the midnight service. And I would stay and I would be determined to wait. My dad was a priest too. And I'd sit there and I would wait until everybody was gone and he would do one last check on the doors and the lights were dim. Then he would come and get me and take my hand and we'd turn out the last lights and walk out the door and go home. That was Christmas. And when I lived overseas, that changed. Christmas took on new facets. I had to carry it all within me because one Christmas I was in India and another I was in Vietnam. And in those years, there was no church, no carols, no gifts. Only a friend or two as we traveled to our next destination. And in my years, ordained, Christmas has again changed for me as I work with our amazing parishioners, our staff, our choir, our altar guild, our acolytes. Christmas has become something different as we work together in this beautiful church so that we can gather tonight and tomorrow to celebrate the birth of the Christ child. I think that as we walk through the Advent season, as we get closer to Christmas, we know what we want Christmas to be, and that's why we spend this 4 weeks doing everything that we do, right? We know the answer to what we think Christmas is. But Christmas, I don't know about you, but I think Christmas can become clouded in the midst of the merrymaking. And no amount of slowing us down is going to slow us down. And no amount of you don't have to make 15 Christmas cakes is going to stop us from making 15 Christmas cakes because that's what we do. And so because we can't stop, we end up and we continue to shop and to wrap and to entertain and to eat and to do all these things. And in the midst of that, Christmas can seem hopeless. When we then turn on the news at night and we see this injustice, And we wonder just who is this Savior that we are waiting for. And maybe we even dare to doubt, what difference does it make in 2014? And yet, we all left our dinner tables tonight, and we all came here to gather together, to hear our story, to hear your story, one that we know, one that we could tell, each in our own way, but without ever opening a Bible. And we came together tonight so we could hear our story again and remember that no matter how frustrated or tired or hopeless or empty or lonely or joyful or happy or thankful we are this night, that no matter what, Jesus comes to each of us with the message that we need to hear, if only we stop and listen. Jesus, our Savior, born this night, comes to us in the midst of wherever we find ourselves when we finish that sentence, Christmas is. Christmas is the Christ child who meets you and me and brings God's light to the dark places in our life. And Christmas is taking that light, making it our own, and making it even brighter when we come into relationship with one another. Christmas is remembering that when we pray, we can lay down our mantle of hopelessness, as we are not alone in our struggle to bring justice to those most in need. Christmas is remembering once again that love triumphs over judgment. That the Christ child, whether we like it or not, came for all of us. Not just those who think like us or watch our news channel or look like I do or like you do. Jesus came to all of us in humanity. Christmas is the presence of God pouring God's love into our hearts, that we may leave here tonight renewed and refocused. Christmas is the Christ child who brings good news of great joy for all the people. For born this day in the city of David, a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. This night, this very moment, Christmas is being the gathered community of Christ. And if you stripped away the smell of the pine and the flickering candles and the excellent music, the deep, abiding message of Christmas is still here for us to take and to live into, and to bring into our life. Christmas is the coming together, for Christ came down and joined all earth with all of heaven and reconnected with our God who loved us so much. He came in human form. Merry Christmas. Amen.